And they said one to another, We are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. And Moses besought the Lord his God, and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? And I besought the Lord at that time, saying, David therefore besought God for the child. And David fasted, and went in, and lay all night upon the earth. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, Entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before.
And he sent again a captain of the 50 with his 50. And the 50 went up, and came and fell on his knees before Elijah, and besought him, and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life, and the life of these 50 thy servants, be precious in thy sight.
And Jehoahaz besought the Lord, and the Lord hearkened unto him. For he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. And Esther spake yet again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite, and his device that he had devised against the Jews. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah, put him at all to death? Did he not fear the Lord, and besought the Lord? And the Lord repented him of the evil which he had pronounced against him. Thus might we procure great evil against our souls.
If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, Go, came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. Matthew chapter 9. Besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us.
And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. Him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he arose out of the synagogue, and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying, that he was worthy for whom he should do this. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to meat. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. And they came and besought them and brought them out, and desired them to depart out of the city. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief of the Jews informed him against Paul and besought him. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine,